when he is in Lifford, and no more than all the other councillors there, I certainly will be seeking an opportunity to first of all speak with him, and secondly then alongside that I'll be offering him as well, if he wishes to come down, I'll take him a tour of West Donegal down through the Glenties area if he wishes to come, and show to him what problems we are having here in the Glenties area. For example, the main one that myself and the other Glenties colleagues will be certainly pushing what I'm given the opportunity will be the access on to the N56, the issues we have here at the minute with the planning, so on to the N56. We'll take for example the lanes on the mountain top beside yourself there, right on through the towns, Kilmarchenan, Chrysler, on to Falkara, Guidoor, right on to Glenties. All that road there, the N56, if you like, Michaela, is affected some way or other, or largely for some people, to do with planning. And it's all to do with a word called intensification. We do not acknowledge that word here in Donegal, because the word intensification means basically on the plan there, such that they are pushing for. Too many cars coming on to the main road from any given road as such. We don't acknowledge that, because if you're in Dublin, Belfast, Cork, Limerick, etc., there's no word of this. There's no word of this crack intensification. Like, this is just a word that they've sought up on, and they're ramming it down our throat here in Donegal. They're forcing the young people out of Donegal to go away to all faraway parts of the world, and not all of them want to go, but maybe either at the same token have got as well. Some, okay, will like to go for the experience and go for a few years and whatever and come back and so on. All this type of stuff, and that happens with every generation, I think, to be fair. But even the ones that do genuinely want to come back after a couple of years, want to make a few pound and want to come back, they're going back to what, Michaela? They're not allowed to build a house on their own field, on their own land. And this is ridiculous. And this is the kind of stuff I'll be pushing tomorrow for Eamon Ryan to realise this. He's a far cry tomorrow. When he's up in Lifford tomorrow, he's a far cry from the bright lights and the motorways and the Lewis and everything else of Dublin City. The stuff that he is there, that he's accustomed to, and the comforts that he has there, that don't extend to us here in Donegal. And I think that's what's wrong with the minute, Michaela. What are Dublin government, with all respect, and there are a lot of good people in there too, to be fair. They don't fully appreciate what is going on in rural life, and they don't fully appreciate the likes of our western counties here in Donegal, along the western seaboard, the Donegals, the Galways, the Mayo, and so on, what is actually going on here, the Sligos. They don't get it, because they haven't been down here for a vast majority of them, probably if there were a questionnaire put to them, the TDs and the Doyle, they were never set foot in their life in Donegal, quite a lot of them. And that's not good enough. But yet they're sitting up there in Doyle Air in Dublin, willing to make willing to set down legislation and policy and unworkable planning laws for us here in Donegal, and not having no clue where the place is or anything else, and particularly this issue on the N56, that has to be reversed one way or another. We in the Glenties MD are not standing for that, and I know other MDs will not stand for it as well, where it's affecting them, as I said, towards the beginning of the mountaintop and so on, where it may be affecting them. And also as well, I'm going to bring up as well, given the chance as well, I'm going to bring up the situation as well, Michaela. Banning the turf cutting here in Donegal, as in other counties. This is not on. We are sitting here in Donegal. We have our own turf, everything else. To talk about this carbon footprint, there's no word. I don't find them, any of them fighting about any word about all the bombs and shootings and everything else going on out in Gaza, all the pollution caused out there. But yet they're quite happy to come down to the big stick in Donegal, batter the people out of their own land again, their own bogs, I might add again, that's been there for thousands and thousands of years, a source of heat, people trying to heat themselves, heat their family, heat their children. And Eamon Ryan is quite happy again, the Green Party as such, is quite happy again with apologies to come down the road and enforce this on us here in Donegal. And then they're quite happy then to turn a blind eye, Michaela, then on the other side of it then, to let the electricity companies of the day then, regardless who they are, charge as much as they want, then fleece us out of it. And it's no odds then whether you can pay your bill, don't pay your bill, they're not worried in Dublin. That's not good enough. But yet, when you have an alternative going up the road a few miles for a load of turf and bringing it down, and you're using little electricity, they don't want to see that. So there are a lot of things wrong here in Donegal, and I hope when Eamon Ryan comes, he gives us the opportunity and the time to talk with him. And as I said, I'm quite happy to put him in the car alongside me and drive to West Donegal here to the Glenties area and come down with my colleagues along with me here, and we'll show him what's wrong down here. Because I think unless he's standing on the ground himself and seeing what's wrong, and I've given the chance as well, I would love nothing better than to land him up in the middle of the bog and say to him, look, sir, this is what you're destroying in us here. This is what you're taking away from us. you're taking people's rights away from them to live, because that's what's happening. The Dublin government at the minute are taking people's rights in Donegal away from them to live, because people cannot manage, full stop, Michaela. And that's the big problem here at the minute, what's going on. And until the Dublin government realise that, things are not going to get any better here in Donegal. Not at all. Only get worse. Getting worse at the minute, but I can only see it getting 10 times worse, to be quite honest with you, where it is at the minute. My own father and many other fathers and grandfathers before them went away to Scotland, England, America, Canada, so on. Not went to New Zealand to work. Source work and everything else to send back money and much needed money back to their own families back at home here in Ireland when things were very bad. The likes of my dad and plenty more dads and whoever spent old dumps of houses and sheds that they were thrown into basically to lie in at night time. My own dad in particular was in a place at night time. The rats jumping over the top of him. I never ever forgot that kind of stuff, Michaela. And I never forgot where I'm coming from, where I'm coming from. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm going forward again now as well, as same as others are, in June in the local election. And I will fight it to the best of my ability, but I'm going to fight it on the grounds of the rights of the people in West Donegal. And nobody, no Eamon Ryan or no other Green Party member or any other person the same way of thinking going to get right away from me, because the day that you forget where you leave, where you come from, is a sad day for your area and it's a sad day for your county. And unfortunately, that's what's wrong at the minute now. The guys in Dublin and ladies in Dublin are not realising what's going on in Donegal, and that is our problem in all these rural areas. This crack of trying to close down things is not on, and that's what they are slowly but surely, they have us on a conveyor belt as such. Slowly reeling us in, and they will keep on slowly reeling us in until they get things crushed all together in the rural areas, to get all the young lifeblood out of the rural areas, get them all away. And once they're in the rural areas, then we kill off the young lifeblood. 10, 20 years' time, God knows what's going to be going on in these counties, and that's the reality of it. That I see anyway going forward as a local representative today, sitting here in West Donegal myself here, and it's just sad getting up in the morning when you get out and you look around you. You go down the town or over the town, whatever the case may be, and you hear about this one going or that one going. For example, now again, a couple of weeks' time now again, end of February, there's another batch of young people leaving here locally from Karen Priestley. This is terrible stuff, like. This is terrible stuff. Come Christmas 24, there's going to be no young people left here in Donegal, apart from the teenagers that are in secondary school, and obviously whoever else is going to the LYAG in the beginning or so on. That's it. That's all going to be left. And I don't know. People need to realise what is going on here big time. And we need to take a stand here in West Donegal, and we need to just stand firm. Do like the French do. Stand firm. Do not back down. And stand up for our rights. And that's what I will be looking to do, Clifford, given the opportunity, Michaela, when he arrives. That's what I'll be looking for.